Kay Jackson, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, a Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. The Senate passed President Trump's massive tax and spending bill today. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns on Capitol Hill.
50-50 vote with J.D. Vance having to break that tie. That is very, very significant for the president's agenda.
The bill now goes to the House. The president's deadline for passing it, July 4th. President Trump was in Florida for the opening of a migrant detention center in the Everglades. Nancy Cordes has that.
The president was there to celebrate, he says, alongside ICE. You'll have basically alligators and pythons serving as security.
Heat records were shattered across Europe today. Tourists who booked their vacations months ago were feeling it. This man in London.
I'm surprised there's not more air conditioning in residential places. I can deal with it, though. I mean, it's hot, though.
In France, monuments were closed. Thousands of people have died in Europe during past heat waves. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Lawmakers are at the Capitol working on the budget today, and there's bipartisan agreement on the plan. Savannah Tomey Olson has some details from that budget.
It includes the $1.3 billion tax cut Republicans had wanted, and the State Journal reports Governor Tony Evers has promised he will not veto it when it comes to his desk. Meanwhile, the plan gives what Evers calls the largest increase to the UW system in almost 20 years, with a $256 million jump over the next biennium. That includes money to stabilize campuses at risk of closing and increasing pay for staff. Republicans, including Speaker Robin Voss, have been pushing for an $87 million cut to the system. Co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, Senator Howard Markline.
This budget has involved an awful lot of compromise. This is my fourth budget as co-chair of Joint Finance Committee, and this will be the fourth budget that the governor will sign. So I think that demonstrates, again, our ability to work across the aisle and get things done.
The plan also includes a large increase in special ed funding, money for child care providers, and more money for mental health services in schools. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The legislature's budget committee meets today with a full vote expected tomorrow. A Milwaukee County elected official has been charged in connection to a fatal motorcycle crash. Fox Point Village manager Scott Botcher faces a hit-and-run charge after his vehicle struck and killed a motorcyclist on I-94 near Elmhurst Road last week. Police say video evidence and car parts found at the scene helped to identify Botcher. The Fox Point Village Board has approved his use of paid time off while the case is pending. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
Big changes for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks making some record moves in free agency. They waived Damian Lillard, who suffered that torn Achilles tendon. Lillard, who turns 35 later this month, will be paid $22.5 million over the next 5 years in dead money by the Bucks owners. GM John Horst then making a deal to acquire Indiana Pacers center Miles Turner, a four-year deal worth $107 million. Turner is 29 years old. He'll replace 37-year-old Brooke Lopez, who will sign a two-year contract with the LA Clippers. To get under the salary cap, the Bucks had to trade guard Pat Connaughton and two future second-round picks to the Charlotte Hornets in exchange for Vasilije Micic, a 31-year-old guard from Serbia, and Milwaukee will also sign 11-year veteran guard Gary Harris of the Orlando Magic. Again, Damian Lillard, no longer with the Bucks, who instead will sign Pacers center Miles Turner. Baseball, Brewers, and the Mets tonight in New York with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, sunshine, temperatures in the low 80s, mostly clear tonight, low of 67. Sunshine and highs in the mid-80s on your Wednesday, an afternoon storm possible. Clear and 69 Wednesday night. For Thursday, scattered storms, otherwise sunny and 84.
Right now, it's 82.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Maggie Dawn.
On the next show, what happens if 20 million people lose their health insurance? Kristen Krall from Fair Share America joins Maggie to talk about the Stop the Billionaire Giveaway bus tour.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
From the Civic Media World headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbush Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program here on a Tuesday, July the 1st, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Blue skies, or at least mostly blue skies, in downtown Madison at the Civic Media World headquarters, Summers. One of those seasonably nice days, I think, all in all in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's not super sticky today like it has been in some recent days.
No, but could be sultry come July 4th. 90 degrees, they're saying, in some places on 4th of July. I just enjoy Zommers' reactions to hot weather. Well, by the way, I love days like today. This is a day for a guy who loves doing radio. These are the days you live for, because you know, my sister and I have had this conversation. She texts me or whatever in the morning, and she's like, "So what's the show about today?" I said, "I don't know." She's like, "What do you mean you don't know?" I'm like, "I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think what the show's going to be." And then something happens, and when you woke up, you didn't have a show, but now you got a show.
And well, that was a lot today.
This is the kind of day that we've had today, and I love every part of it. Going to continue to cover and bring you more of this breaking news. Of course, the governor of Wisconsin, Democratic Governor Tony Evers, announcing this morning at 5 a.m. He's a early riser, that Tony Evers. And I think that's real. He and Fred Risser, long time, one of the longest for a while, serving state legislator in America, Democrat of Madison, Fred Risser, for years, he would ride the number of miles on his bike that he was old. And I think he did that up until like 88. He'd ride 88 miles on his birthday when he was 88. There's a guy that gets up early. Tony Evers apparently gets up early, saying this morning that a budget deal has been done in principle, a gentle person's agreement involving the governor, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, and tangentially, Devin Lemieux, Senate Majority Leader, Republican, and Democratic Leader Dianne Hesselbein. So this is truly going to be, apparently, a bipartisan budget, at least on the vote. And earlier today, about a half an hour ago, the Joint Finance Committee, the Budget Writing Committee, approved the budget that on this compromise. Of the four Democrats on the Joint Finance Committee, only LaTanya Johnson voted yes. And she is going to be on this network in just under an hour, on Maggie Dawn's show. Jim Santel filling in as guest host today, and Senator Johnson will be on that program as a yes vote on the budget, at least on the Joint Finance Committee on the Democratic side. Democrats right now are in closed caucus, deciding amongst themselves on the Senate side what to do next. But it appears that an agreement is done in principle. Not perfect. Democrats not going to get everything they wanted. And Francesca Hahn, a Democratic assembly person of Madison, is on the socials urging people across the state to call their Democratic legislator and get them to vote no, which I just don't get. And I think when people get frustrated with politics, this is what they say. That look, a deal, a pragmatic deal is better than nothing. On the text line at this hour, John listening on WMDX in Madison puts it this way. He says, you have a good idea. Then it gets whittled down to a percentage of the good idea it was originally. Then it gets underfunded. Then we celebrate the, well, at least it was in there, pathetic process, he says. How about some common sense? No such thing in politics. Sad, we humans are selfish idiots. John, in Madison, who knows something about what happens at the state capitol, by the way. I'm not sure if I told this story on the air. I think statute of limitations is passed on this one, the political statute of limitations. I think I can tell this one on the air. Back when my former boss, Dale Schultz, was Senate Majority Leader, and John Gard, that's a name that will ring a bell with some people. John Gard was the Republican Assembly Speaker from Peshtigo, Wisconsin. His wonderful wife, Kate Zeiske, served as state treasurer for a while. Anyway, it was Gard who, you know, he had the Napoleon complex. He was a very short man but a lot of spunk to him. And he was negotiating, and Jim Doyle was the Democratic governor at that time. And so Dale, my former boss, was the Senate Majority Leader, Republican, and he was in his office, and we get a very angry call from Speaker Gard, the fellow Republican, who was not happy that Dale was coming to an agreement here on a budget. And I can't repeat the entire conversation to remain FCC compliant. But Gard's, and we have him on speakerphone, Gard, in Dale's office. And it resonates throughout the big marble room. And Gard goes, if you think, Dale, that you're going to do this. And we all just looked at each other and would crack it up. We're like, just settle down, John. Just settle down. So these are the types of things that go on behind the scenes that John from Madison and Sun Prairie knows very well. But he's right. The good things get underfunded. And politics of the day ultimately too often ends up winning out. We're going to talk more about the state budget here in just a little while. Also, breaking news in Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Bucks have found a solution to their center. Free agent Miles Turner is joining the team, according to our very own Mike Clemens, great sports reporter that he is. Turner reportedly signed a 4-year deal worth $107 million. How about that? And out in Washington, D.C., the United States Senate has passed President Donald Trump's massive tax and spending bill after a marathon series of amendment votes that stretched for more than 24 hours, delivering a major victory for the president and bringing the signature piece of legislation of his second term one step closer to his desk, although I would argue, unlike this CBS News story, it still has to go back to the House. No guarantees over there under little Mike Johnson. Back to the CBS News story, the measure passed on a 51-50 vote, with all but three Republicans supporting the bill. Vice President J.D. Vance cast the tie-breaking vote. Republican Senators Tom Tillis of North Carolina, which has now been pushed out of office, essentially by Donald Trump, after Tillis voted no on the first round of the bill. Trump said, came out and said, I'm going to primary the guy. Tillis said, don't worry about it. I'm not going to run again. Rand Paul of Kentucky. Remember, if it's not Rand Paul, throw it back. See old Mrs. Paul's fish stick commercial. Rand Paul of Kentucky also was a no. And Susan Collins of Maine Finally, God love her. She did more than send a concerned letter. Susan Collins actually voted no. I'm very proud of Senator Collins. They joined all Democrats in voting against the bill. The vote came after the Senate worked through the weekend and into a scheduled recess to pass the bill, which now returns to the House for sign-off. Mr. Trump has vowed to swiftly sign the measure and push lawmakers to approve it by July 4th, although yesterday he said, if you don't really meet that July 4th deadline, as long as you get it done. There's a lot of really bad things in this budget, by the way, in this bill. And Republicans in Washington don't want you to know it. And that's why, I'm not sure we'll play it, maybe we will. Trump is already dangling something for us to look at, trying to divert our attention away from this into more just kind of nuisance, ridiculous stuff. Trump today said earlier that he is ready to deport U.S. citizens, not making that up. But what's really important is the fact that this bill, and by the way, how about Ron Johnson, our very own Wisconsin U.S. Senator from Wisconsin? There's a real profile in courage. Got no backbone at all. Talked big, oh, I'm going to vote against it. Ron Johnson. I think Kreitlow came up with the term, didn't he?
I love it.
Pat Kreitlow is spot on. Yesterday on this show, I think on his own show, and by the way, you can listen to mornings with the conveniently named Pat Kreitlow. Every morning across select stations on Civic Media from 6 until 9, Pat Kreitlow said that Ron Johnson's new name should be spelunking?
Yeah, that he loves spelunking because there's nothing Ron Johnson loves more than caving.
That was well done by Kreitlow. He's absolutely right. I would say that Ron Johnson is politically impotent. Just dangles. That's what Johnson does. That's right. Ron Johnson is politically impotent. He talks a big game. He doesn't really care about Wisconsin. He just cares about staying in favor with Trump and Putin. Where, by the way, 4th of July is coming up. Don't forget, Ron Johnson, one of a handful of Republicans that likes to spend the weekend on the 4th of July in Moscow. He did it before. I wonder if they get the budget done if Johnson goes back to see his buddy Putin in Russia this weekend. We'll find out.
Probably. It would go with his history.
All right, let's have a little fun. We'll get back into news in a minute. But right now, it's 17 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money to give away. Nothing involved as far as remuneration, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 stations of the News Talk Sports Network that is Civic Media. And I hear we are growing. That's the word on the street. By the way, haven't talked about this yet. Our friend Jane Matinere and Greg Bach and I will be hitting the road later this month in a community near you. Oshkosh, Bagosh, Butternut. Not butter squash, but butternut. And also, hey, we're going up for the Lumberjack Championships. I'm very excited about this. Jane and I will be competing in axe throwing. So that'll be fantastic.
Will you consume any beverages?
Oh, it might be one or two. A couple, three. No, this is serious. More details on that later, but looking forward to hitting the road with Jane and Greg later on this month. All right, 4th of July coming up this week on Friday. Lots of people are going to be grilling out. Age-old question, what's worse, ketchup or mustard? Ketchup or mustard, what's worse? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the old Civic Media app. Don't have it? You can download it. Go to your Apple or Android device, to your app store. In the little search bar, you type Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. Little CM logo pops up. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. What's worse, ketchup or mustard? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. This is a tough one for me. Is this tough for you, Zomers, or not so much?
Yeah, I appreciate them both.
I know. I know. Well, we'll take your phone calls, your text, and have a little fun, and then back into politics. It's a busy, busy Tuesday of the All Ball Show. Join us after this quick little break. Come back. Ketchup or mustard? What's worst? 855-752-4842. From Lake Michigan to Lake Superior, Green Bay to the Mississippi, it's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's not Mrs. Paul's, throw it back.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
President John F. Kennedy said, "Let every nation know whether it wishes us well or ill. We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe to assure the survival and success of liberty." This Independence Day salute made possible by Thunder Bay Grill, a proud supporter of our United States military, serving top quality steaks, Cajun specialties, and seafood, perfect for gathering, relaxing, and socializing. Thunder Bay Grill, located at I-94 and Highway 164, Milwaukee.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You start walking mine. We meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long. We meet in the middle.
Zomer's dialing up a little country again. This is the same song. A very country day for Zomer.
What's the exact same song as earlier?
Was that intentional, or you just hit?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
You know, meet in the middle on the budget, and maybe meet in the middle on ketchup and mustard. I don't know.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Very good. Welcome back to the show. 23 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Going to get back to more serious news in a bit here. But first of all, our daily what's worse. A little fun. Ketchup or mustard. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. And we didn't have time, Zomers. In all the breaking news today, we'll do it tomorrow because I want to do it correctly. We're gonna do a segment tomorrow, a brand new segment I've been working on. It'll debut tomorrow. You're not gonna want to miss it. It has to do with the Morgan Wallen concert that was in Madison over the weekend.
Oh boy! And I know you said you wanted to talk more about it.
And some of the people that came into this fine city. And look, I'm sure many of them are fine people. But some of them, doggies, as Jed Clampett used to say. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone line. Ollie, up in the beautiful North Woods. Ollie, we're going to be up there in a couple of weeks in the North Woods.
Oh, I hear that.
At Hayward. Are you going to come see us at the Lumberjack Championship?
Well, I would love to, but I'm pretty much homebound because of health issues.
Oh, I got it. All right, that's fine. Well, you can join us vicariously through radio.
I definitely will.
All right, well, very good.
Shout out, hi.
Absolutely. So what's worse, ketchup or mustard, Ollie? What's worse?
Well, I think mustard is for only one reason. I have my mother's slip of the lip, and I can't eat anything without spilling on myself. And mustard is harder to get out than ketchup.
Isn't that the truth? Absolutely is. Mustard will really leave a nasty stain.
Like your ladies you're going to talk about tomorrow, maybe I need a rhinestone bib.
That's exactly it. You know exactly where I'm going tomorrow with this. You've already sussed it out. Yeah, these ain't your North Woods country fans that I saw, at least many of them, at the Morgan. I didn't go to the Morgan Wallen concert, but I was downtown when they invaded the city. Lots of rhinestones. You're absolutely right, Ollie.
Well, you have a good afternoon.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for listening up there in the beautiful North Woods at WBZH. I think Jane Matinere is always in for a little bling. She's got some blingy stuff, like earrings and whatnot. We've gone out together. Well, I mean, not together.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to say
it. Her husband would be very upset about that, but I mean, he wouldn't have to worry about me, of course. But no, maybe I think when Jane and Greg and I are up in the North Woods at Hayward, and it's a big, I mean, we're in fact, if people want us, are interested, Jane and Greg and I might be willing to come and camp on your lawn. Because apparently accommodations, there is the Hayward Lumberjack Championship. And also, and we need to reach out to our friend Robert Pilot, there is a big powwow for Native Americans in Hayward at the same time. So apparently accommodations are slim at best. So it may be a great opportunity. And I know exactly how big of campers and outdoors people Jane and Greg are. It might be the perfect opportunity for us to have a big sleepover outside under the stars. I'm looking forward to that. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mike, listening on MDX here in Madison. Mike, ketchup or mustard? What's worse?
Oh, it's got to be ketchup. You can put mustard in so many other dishes and so many other foods. And ketchup, you're pretty relegated to, French fries and a hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it. How many French dishes can you put mustard in as opposed to ketchup?
Absolutely. I forget what Julia Child's thoughts were on ketchup. You know, I'd be interested to go back a little bit. Point well taken. Mustard is a much more Tony condiment, right?
Agreed.
I mean, you don't see ketchup commercials about Grey Poupon and a Rolls Royce. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Thank you so very much. What's worse, ketchup or mustard? Let's go to the text line. John in Madison via WMDX. Ketchup is a sugary waste of any food. Wow. Mustard rules. Murray and mustard go together like two peas in a pot. Dave in New Berlin asks, you had a date with Jay Matinere. Every kid in America wants to be you. Well, isn't that the truth? No, obviously just as friends, but no, I this is in all seriousness. What I think, and Jane can speak for herself, I would say one of, if not the highlight of our trip together last year around Wisconsin, Jane and I ate a lovely dinner at Balsam Lake at a restaurant and lodge there. It was movie-esque. It was like cinema-esque. The setting, we had loons, we had a sunset, we had a great server who also owned our Airbnb.
Nice.
And great food and great conversation. Because that's at the heart. The reason there's a lot of reasons Jane Matinere is successful. But in my opinion, one of the biggest reason perhaps is she's just herself. When you sit down and have a drink and dinner with Jane, you get the same thing you do every day between 9 and 11. So I'm looking forward to it. It should be absolutely fantastic. Brian in Green Bay on WGBW says, is there a ketchup museum in Wisconsin? Enough said. Point well taken. Middleton Mustard Museum. That's a real thing. Check it out. When you're downtown in Middleton, Wisconsin, just outside of Madison, Terry in Cross Plains and MDX says Hunt's ketchup is the worst. Heinz all the way. Agree with you, Terry. We'll come back, get Zomers and I take, wrap that up, and more serious news all ahead. Don't go anywhere. Farm Update with Pam Yonke and the team is next on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Pardon me. Do you have any gray poupon?
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Waukesha's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlum.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
U.S. Department of Agriculture says it will allow live cattle back into the United States. The borders were closed to stop the movement of the New World screwworm. I'm Stephanie Hoff. Along with you on a Tuesday, this is the Midwest Farm Report. Market advisor John Heinberg joins us from Total Farm Marketing. He says we do not want to see this pest infect the U.S. herd. USDA invested another $8.5 million to control it.
The USDA is going to start a plan starting on Monday. They're going to be slowly opening some of the different port points or the border points where these cattle can come across so they can obviously see the cattle come across, monitor what's happening in terms of that New World screwworm and then the infestation that gets in, that could get into the United States. So it's going to be still a very, very controlled process. But we're going to start seeing some of those cattle come across the border. You know, cattle supplies continue to stay extremely tight, especially in that feeder cattle side. And that trickles into what's in the feedlots here going well into 2026.
This is something the cattle industry is going to be watching closely. John Heinberg along with us. He's a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Stick around for a look at closing markets coming up.
Hey sis, how much is a million?
I don't know, but it sounds like a lot.
It is. Do you know there's almost 14 million kids? They don't have enough food?
Connor, all kids should have the food they need to grow and play.
One of five kids in America is food insecure with a significant impact in rural areas. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help the nearly 14 million kids facing hunger in America. Go to NAFBHunger.com and help end hunger.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
On the close Tuesday from Chicago, corn markets are lower. Cash corn closed down 3.25 cents at 4.06 a bushel. December new crop corn down 3.5 at 4.22 a bushel. No change for cash soybeans closing at 10.29 3/4. November new crop beans closed up 0.25 cents at 10.27 1/4. And new crop wheat is up 10 3/4 cents closing at 5.49 a bushel. Fluid milk is moving in the other direction. The August Class 3 milk contract is down 30 cents at 18.40 a hundredweight, and the September Class 3 milk contract is down 26 cents at 18.93 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, sunshine, temperatures in the low 80s, mostly clear tonight, low of 67. Sunshine and highs in the mid 80s on your Wednesday, an afternoon storm possible. Clear and 69 Wednesday night. For Thursday, scattered storms, otherwise sunny and 84.
Right now, it's 82.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening.
You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin state budget, good, bad, what's going on with that? Dan Schaefer will join us to talk about that. Darren Von Ruden and Wisconsin farmers in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network for every season as I turn in my chair. 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. I love these days. Can you tell? I love a busy news day. I love breaking news. It's energizing. Lots of stuff going on. We played that song. I'm going to get to more newsy news in just a minute. Going to finish up what's worse as well. But I wanted a shout-out. A shout-out to David Zurich, who has been on this program talking about his book called The Third Coast, America's Great Lakes Shoreline. For those folks watching on the stream, yes, you can watch us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twix, X, whichever you want to call it, each and every day. And yeah, it's a super cool book, super cool person to talk with. Let me show you a couple of pictures because we have quite a few viewers today on the stream, and we appreciate that so very much. Look at this one. This is on an ice fishing shanty on Shaguamagon Bay, Wisconsin, in 2022. I just like saying Shaguamagon. But it's a really cool photo with the right out of the ice, a little shanty. This also kind of a beige color, a shovel right by the door. And really the only color in the photo is a solitary U.S. flag flying on the ice shanty there in Shaguamagon Bay. So just some, and Zomer, as you said, it's a great combination of people and also landscapes, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of very crisp, well-composed images.
That's a good way to say it. So many thanks to David Zurich. Check out his new book called The Third Coast, America's Great Lakes Shoreline, a foreword by Jerry Dennis. Get it wherever your books are, wherever you get your books. And we'll have him back on the program very soon. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Let's wrap up what's worse for today. Ketchup or mustard, 855-752-4842. Also get to a couple of texts here. What's worse, ketchup or mustard? Heather, watching up in the beautiful Chippewa Valley up there on Facebook. Heather says, plain yellow mustard is worse, but I also mix mayo with my ketchup. And yes, only Heinz ketchup, no Hunt's. All right, thank you. Appreciate that, Heather. You said, what were you saying, Zomers, over the break?
Yeah, it's actually a really common thing to mix mustard, ketchup, and mayo together. And that's what a lot of restaurants use for either fry sauce or burger sauce. And I do that when I make burgers at home and just spoon a little bit onto the bun that had been freshly toasted before putting the burger on. It's really good.
What is the terrace down here at the Union? Is it the terrace sauce? What do they call it?
I don't know what they do.
It's kind of a – I think there's like Thousand Island in that.
It's – some people use Thousand Island. Some people do that combo. It's they're similar. They work well.
Lori, listening up in beautiful Hayward on WBZH. Lori, we're coming your way here with Jane Matner and Greg Bach later on this month. Lori in Hayward says, good afternoon, Todd. Just wanted to let you know that ketchup was the top of my family's grocery list every time I shop. They use ketchup on everything, eggs and any kind of meat and potatoes. And my husband even uses ketchup on spaghetti. Really? But the way Julia Child's favorite food was an In-N-Out burger with onions, pickles, and ketchup. Look at that. A Julia Child connoisseur. Lori and Hayward, appreciate that input there. See, I think that's one of the reasons people like Julia Child, because she was French-trained as a cook, but she wasn't stuffy about it.
She also liked Costco hot dogs.
Really? I did not know that. Just put it on there anyway. Don't worry about it. Just throw the chicken down there and plop it down. Give it a good hit. I love Julia Child. Did you ever see that movie, that biopic on her?
Julia and Julia, I think
yeah,
it was called.
Yeah, I never saw that. Did you?
Yeah, it was a very fun movie. Although, really? We watched it as a family, and there were a couple of jokes in there that they made that my mom was like, I wish you didn't hear that. And I am not going to say them.
Oh, that's probably a good thing. Dave in New Berlin says, mayo and ketchup mixed is yummy. All right. Very good. That's nice to know. Mike in Green Bay. Generally speaking, ketchup goes with more things. However, if you're handling tubular meat, mustard can't be beat. I like the rhyme. Well, it's true. I mean, hot dogs, brats, wieners, all tubular meats. And lots of mustard there. Dave in New Berlin, again, I bet it was a great conversation, I guess just on the ketchup and mustard thing and the mustard museum. Oh, no, you see, my dinner with Jane Matinere on our trip last year. Yeah, it was a great conversation. Jane's a great conversationalist. That's why she has a great program, successful legend in radio in Wisconsin. My friend Jane Matinere, check her out every morning between 9 and 11. What else here? Let's finish this up. Let's see here. Gordy, our friend Gordy Kopke. I was just down at Kopke's greenhouse in the town of Dunn, one of our great sponsors here at Civic Media, just outside of Oregon. I was down there, Gordy, over the weekend. I think it was on Saturday. No, it was Sunday. I was coming back from beautiful Monroe, Wisconsin. Stopped in. They have 20% off right now on most of their plants left at the greenhouse, at Kopke's greenhouse. Get on down there. Still some great deals to be had. I got some salvia. Some dark blue, beautiful, not Dom salvia, but it's dark blue salvia, and it's good for hummingbirds and butterflies. So Kopke's Greenhouse, one of our fine sponsors, now 20% off of most annuals. Get on down there. Gordy says ketchup on the fries, mustard on the brat. Really?
I think he's got it right.
Yeah, I think Gordy's got it right there. What else here? Is that pretty much? Oh, Chris, our friend Chris up at WRCE, listening in Blue River, Wisconsin. Sounds with Simo, I think that's Simo on Saturday afternoon. It has a great music program on WRCO. My friend Chris in Blue River says, "Sorry, Todd, but that's not a great question. What's worse, ketchup or mustard? If I'm eating pastrami or a brat, then it's brown mustard. If I'm eating a burger, then it's ketchup and probably yellow mustard. If I'm eating a Chicago dog, no ketchup, tomato instead with yellow mustard and everything else." Well, there you go. There's a guy who knows his condiments.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Chris. 855-752-4842. Let's wrap it up. Kurt in Madison on WMDX, as our friend Earl Ingram is fond of saying. Kurt, you get the last of it. What say you?
Well, since you brought up Julia Child, my choice is mustard. My mom was an excellent cook. And unlike I was disappointed my father didn't watch much sports on TV, I was watching all the cooking shows with my mom. And the best was Julia Child with Jacques Pepin.
Oh, yes.
And yes. The thing I loved about Jacques Pepin is Julia's, they're making this dish. And she was by the numbers. So if it called for a quarter stick of butter, she put the quarter stick in the butter. Then she would turn to the right, and Jacques, while she wasn't looking, Jacques would take a big slab of butter and drop it into the pan. And she would turn and go, "Ooh,
yes." So, they were great together, weren't they?
They were fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Thanks for the call, Kurt. Thanks for that great memory. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Always appreciate it. Zomers, quickly, what's worse, ketchup or mustard?
This is a really tough one because, as many of our texters have said, there's a place for all of it. But I think if I had to have only one, I would pick mustard. I would say ketchup is worse just because mustard has such a wide variety of flavors. You know, there's yellow mustard, there's brown mustard, there's spicy mustard. There's so many kinds and they're very useful in things like in recipes besides just as condiments.
For the reasons you stated, I'll agree with you. As Bill Burkett, the late, great Bill Burkett, county board member back in Richland County, once said, I'll go along with that. So mustard. Mustard is better and ketchup is worse, given all of the evidence today. All right, that's how we do it. What's worse every day? Have a little fun here and there. Always enjoy it. Tomorrow on the show, it's hump day, and that means that Pat Kreitlow and Trygve Olson will be here. Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow and Trygve Olson, senior advisor of the Lincoln Project. Going to keep following this hot news out of both capitals, both state and federal capitals. And we're awaiting a state Supreme Court decision on the future of abortion in this state and women's access to health care. So we'll see if that breaks tomorrow. And we were scheduled for a best of show on Thursday, but Aaron Zomers, being the great producer that he is, said, no, I will give up my vacation day and come in and schlep radio with you all, Ball. And so we'll be here because there's so much. It's breaking news. You understand? It's a breaking news week. It is a Votorama. It is a firework fiesta of news, and we don't want to miss out on it. We want to bring you the latest. And so we're going to be here on Thursday, and our own Dan Schaefer has agreed to come on and recombobulate with us on all the news at 2:30 on Thursday. So that'll be fun.
There's just too much to talk about for us not to talk about it.
That's right. So we'll be here looking forward to it in nervous anticipation. And with this announcement, and now the state budget, if you're just joining us about an hour ago, hour plus, the Joint Finance Committee in the state capitol, the Budget Writing Committee, passed the budget deal plan that the governor and the legislature have agreed to, these Republicans in the legislature and some Democrats. It passed. Three of the four Democrats on the Joint Finance Committee voted no. However, LaTanya Johnson, state senator, Democrat, voted yes. And she is still, I believe, scheduled to be on the Maggie Dawn program at the top of the show. Jim Santel filling in for Maggie Dawn, always does a great job. Jim will talk with Senator Johnson about her yes vote on the Joint Finance Committee and the implications thereof. So we're going to keep following that for you as well. I think if you look at this news today, I want to dive into this just for a minute. A couple of things. Part of this is a tax break, the way it's being pitched, and understand this is still fluid. I've been on the air preparing for after this has been announced, so I haven't seen all of the language. Bob Lang, you're going to hear that name a lot the next few hours, or if you're not, you should. Revered Bob Lang, who heads up the nonpartisan legislative fiscal bureau, or as former Senator Rob Coles likes to call it, the bureau, the fiscal bureau. I just love how he says it. Anyway, Bob Lang, the fiscal bureau, are still putting everything together. And reportedly in this agreement, there is a tax credit for people's energy. So like you have your electric bill. But here's my question, because I'm sure, I don't know. So my apartment, Zomers, my electric bill averages $70 a month. So you look at the taxes on that. What is like $2, $3 a month, maybe, for my taxes, for my electric? Most individuals don't have a big, they don't get taxed a lot on their energy, really. But you know who does? Big corporate businesses.
Because it turns out they use a lot more electricity than we do.
I mean, I know, I won't disclose. There is a Wisconsin-based business who sets aside nearly $1 million a month for their energy use. Electricity. Well, taxes on $1 million, that adds up. So my question on this is this so-called tax break for energy really about us as individual Wisconsinites, or is this just kind of a tax break for big business? I don't know. That's one question. University of Wisconsin system. Okay, so they get some of their buildings. That's good. They actually get a small increase rather than an $87 million cut, which is good. But also, if you look at the details that are emerging, it appears that now in this budget that somehow the legislature is going to be able to control what professors, like their workload. At least that's what it appears right now. So now, once again, my former party that wants less government, not only do they want to be in women's business on the reproductive rights, not only do they want to be in my bedroom and find out who I'm sleeping with, which I can tell you that's not too exciting, but they also now want to tell our university professors how many classes in their workload when we're a research university. Back with more after this. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
As you celebrate Independence Day, Century Companies would like to ask you a favor. When you see a military veteran, thank them for their service to our country. Specializing in fence, traffic, and security solutions, Century Companies is a family-owned and family-focused safety and security contractor located in Pewaukee with over 100 years of industry experience. To learn more, visit their website, centurycompanies.us. That's centurycompanies.us. Century Companies, helping build a better and safer world.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The U.S. Supreme Court decided in Buckley versus Valeo and Citizens United that unlimited money spent for campaigns equaled free speech and enabled the rise of super PACs, but it kept limits on certain types of spending by political parties. A case by Republicans heard in the High Court this fall tests those limits. While national political parties can make unlimited donations to a federal candidate, they are limited in what's called coordinated spending with a candidate. Such spending might include renting venues, sending mail, or most importantly, advertising. In 2025, those Federal Election Commission limits were up to $127,000 for a U.S. House candidate and up to $4 million for a U.S. Senate candidate, calculated by voting age population. The GOP has long chafed at those limits, set in 1971's Federal Election Campaign Act. Citizens United and subsequent cases drove corporations and special interest donors to contribute their billions to super PACs, with which candidates theoretically can't coordinate. The Roberts Court has a track record of money as free speech decisions. Whether this merely shifts billions from super PACs to the national parties or opens up yet another floodgate of special interest influence is yet to be seen. The case will be heard next term. We have more details on the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal. Find us on Blue Sky at Democracy Minute.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC, CBS, or James Kelly News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. Here in Wisconsin, a weather update. I'll give it to you right now. It's nice. Get outside. There's the weather. There'll be a more scientific weather update for you for weather team. And then it's Mike Clemens, busy guy. Breaking news down in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. Bucks lineup changes, all in hopes of keeping Giannis in Milwaukee. Clemens will have the latest for you after the top of the news. And then the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6 here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And I was mistaken. Apparently Maggie is here for part of, she's going to start the show off. I feel like Johnny Carson. Maggie is here. Maggie is not here. She's here? No, Maggie is here. And so she's going to be talking with State Senator LaTanya Jackson, or Johnson, at the top of the show, because Senator Johnson is one of the yes votes on the Democratic side on the state budget. So that'll be great. Great interview coming up. And then I believe Jim Santel is going to tag team, take the baton for the other part of the show. So it's a twofer on the Maggie Dawn Show. Do not miss it between 4 and 6. And then our great friend Pete Schwabba, who I got to see yesterday. I was up in WGBW doing the show up there, second hour. But again, many thanks to Kreitlow and Trigby for taking hour number one yesterday
was up. And it's always lovely. The staff up there, the facilities, the staff, everything about WGBW is fantastic. So many thanks to I walked in and Amanda goes, am I producing you? I said, no, I'm self-contained today. Don't worry. I'm not one. So it was great. And so Schwabo will be on from 6 until 8 tonight with Nightlight. So all kinds of great stuff coming up here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just finishing up on this, I get it on this budget, the state budget, that some people are, they don't like it. They think it's only a half a loaf or less. I guess what impresses me the most about it is that there is apparently, we think there's going to be a budget. And I still say, even though that, sure, I'll admit that this agreement appears to have some flaws in it, that not everybody got what they wanted. But given the alternative of no budget, remember Wisconsin, it's not like the feds where if you don't have a budget agreement, everything shuts down. In Wisconsin, you just go back to the previous base budget or what they passed last time, which in this case would have meant $0 for childcare. We've had Corrine and I know Jay Matt Nairn's had and Greg have her on. We've learned on this program of how difficult that would have been for families all across the state to have no dollars put in for childcare. Catastrophic. And yes, I get it. There's not enough money in here for K-12 education. Probably not enough money in here for the UW. Lots of questions to be had. But I'm willing to give Robin Voss and Tony Evers, Assembly Speaker and Governor respectively, that they knew how to negotiate and bring each other to the table. And they got something done. And in today's political atmosphere, that's not nothing, to use the double negative. The question now, assuming that this is a done deal, the question now is what happens next? Especially in regard to Governor Tony Evers, who said that once this budget bill is signed, he will announce whether he's going to seek re-election or not. Talk more about that tomorrow. May have a little news. So stay tuned. And again, I get some of these Democrats that are trying to earn political points. I guess from a political standpoint. But you've heard me say on this show before, I know I've gotten flack from people on the left and Democrats where I use the phrase, well, you know, you have people, Democrats who are far left. Well, Todd, what do you mean by that? Give me an example. Look, if you're out there on social media telling people around the state, outside of your own district, to call their Democratic lawmaker and lobby them to vote no on this budget deal, you're far left. Because that's not a solution. If you don't like the deal that was done, then offer something else that's realistic, that could actually be put out there and voted on and passed. As Forrest Gump once said, that's all I got to say about that. Also, going to be interested in this budget agreement, transportation monies as well. Where does that all come from? State Senator Kendall Royce on the program earlier today, many thanks for her. There's somebody, again, who I have a lot of respect for. It appears, as she said earlier on the show, that she's a no on this, but she said, look, I'm open-minded enough. I'm going to go to my caucus and listen to my colleagues. I got no problem with somebody who says, hey, on principle, I'm a no on this. That's fine. But don't go out and try to, and Senator Royce is not doing this. But others in the legislature, Democrats, who want to go out and somehow try to kill this thing based on political points, I don't get that part. That's why people look at me and say, Todd, they should all be thrown out. You know, that's what gives politics a bad name. A great show today. The fun show.
Lots of news. Appreciate everybody who came on today. Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, talking about that breaking Bucks news. Dan Schaefer, our political editor, also the founder of the Recombobulation Area. State Senator Kelda Royce. Am I missing anybody, Zomers?
I don't think so.
All the Zomers. Thank you, Zomers. And to all of you for listening, we're going to be here tomorrow. Pat Kreitlow, Trigby Olson, more of your calls, more breaking news. We're going to be here all through Thursday up until our special 4th of July show on Friday. Enjoy your day. Stay safe out there. Todd Allball saying whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
Keep banging on your drum. And they will hear you.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. President Trump celebrated the Senate passage of his massive tax and spending plan.
It tells you there's something for everyone. I mean, it's a great bill.
But Vice President J.D. Vance had to break a 50-50 tie for the Republicans. Three joined all Democrats in voting against it. Senator Rand Paul.
The bill includes over $500 billion in new spending. And at the end, to get the vote of the Alaska senator, billions and billions and billions more were added.
President Trump traveled to Florida today to see a new migrant detention center in the Everglades. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez reports.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis fast-tracked approvals to get the facility going in a matter of days, while a lawsuit alleges the government skipped the environmental review process.
The isolated center is surrounded by alligator-filled swamps. Trump suggested it could be a model for future lockups nationwide. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.